You know, some people, like, you know, you first time you meet him, it's like, man, this guy is a know-it-all. You know what I mean? You get that feeling? Not about any of you guys, but... but.
I'm right here, man. Saturday. Coach, hey, coach.
On Friday.
I'm right here.
We're going to the home of Luke Getsy, Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be there. Maybe we'll run into him at Gina Marinelli's place. I don't know, because we know that is...
No, because that's... Isn't that north of Vegas?
Yes.
He only runs east and west.
Hey! Whoa!
Layla's feeling it right now.
Yeah, she's really workshopping the good stuff for Vegas.
The normal level of sassiness is up by like 38%.
Thanks to our guests today. There were a lot of them. Help me remember. Jason Leisure, Russell Dorsey, Mike Florio...
Grody.
I think that's it.
Bears.
Right? I think it's good.
Bears.
And now it is time for Score Afternoons radio show at time of day with radio personalities.
Hello, person.
Hello,
what do you
radio
think
person
about sports?
And radio person.
Hey, man.
Quite the day or evening in professional and or collegiate sports.
I get to hang out with Gabe Ramirez all afternoon.
I get to hang out with Matt Spiegel afternoon.
Let's go. Gabe is a vibe. As you all know, Gabe is a vibe. But let me take this moment to tell you. By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. It's been too long. I know you played it. I don't care. I'll give him an extra one. It's free. It's on me. I took young Ruben Spiegel to the Chicago Fire soccer game, along with his friend and his friend's dad, and we all hung out. And Gabe got us like an unbelievable hookup, like close to the action, because Gabe is a one-man party at the Chicago Fire games. Gabe is on screen.
Yo, soy fiesta.
Dude, Gabe is on screen making the party happen during the games. And before the game, he was like, yeah, I'll meet you over there, like over by that side. So we were hanging out. And then I was looking around. I couldn't find him. Like, well, he's probably over this way. And I went over. Gabe is on stage dancing, leading a dance troupe, essentially. That man is a vibe, as you know.
Video of Gabe doing footwork?
That was that day, Lawrence. That was that day.
That is love right there. Dude,
how do I not know about that?
Lawrence,
this?
I turned a corner and saw it in front of my face. I was so excited.
Yeah, someone was like, they were trying to put the old man card on Gabe, and Gabe heard the music, and he was like,
I'm still an old man, but
clear
I got
out. And then he did some Chicago style footwork that was top notch.
So happy.
Let's do something. They told me I can do anything once at the Fire game, just once. Because if it's too bad, then they'll just fire me. So I'm good at that. But the coolest thing about bringing Speaks down to the sidelines is that I told the people beforehand. I said, hey man, I need some sideline passes for these guys. Speaks, you guys want people to talk about the Chicago Fire? You know what I mean? Like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, just bring them down there. And I was like, okay, sure. They're like, you're on the screen. You're on the jumbotron. You should be able to bring people down there.
You do whatever you want.
And I sure enough brought them down. And I had to go beeline to the security guard that I see every week. And I'm like, hey, Papa, check it out. These people are here. They're with me. Just,
there you go.
Let them sit right there.
Soldier Field getting a little love last night on Hard Knocks before the Kevin Warren segment. You finally got it, Birdsey.
Not really. It wasn't the Kevin Warren wakes up segment. It was the Kevin Warren talks about where the chairs and the high boys are going to be. Ooh, that's sexy football there, man.
It was interesting, though, that they were trying to show you the lakefront vision instead of, the $200 million that they spent in Arlington Heights.
Absolutely. They chose to show you the lakefront vision with shots of the drawings and such. But then the only thing that Liv Schreiber said was, that's all in the future. That was it. That was like the only commentary, the only anything was just acknowledging that it may or may not exist in the future.
We've knocked the Hard Knocks writing, but I actually think that's a line I should steal.
That's all in the
works
future.
Works for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like
it's wonderfully noncommittal.
You're not wrong. You're not right. You're just there.
I had a professor who would dock you for that. I had a professor who said, never conclude anything you write with, well, we'll just have to see, or time will tell. Oh, he said that he said it's a cop out, and you have your thesis statement, make your point, make your argument, conclude it.
Well, as pros, sure. But if somebody's talking to me about something that's like my personal life, I'll just be like, that's in the future.
I'm with you, Layla. Somebody hit me to this one. You may be right. I'm not really telling them they're right, but it does end the conversation with them feeling okay about it.
You may be right.
And then I've just avoided the having to bother with the actual conflict, which takes me away from what I actually need to
do. That's like when my dad would say, hold that thought.
For how long?
Right. Then it'd be like 3 days later. Like, well, where'd he go?
Hey, son, didn't you want to ask me something?
Yeah. Right.
One time, 21, Dad.
We were
Gabe, you're a parent. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
No, I want to steal that from my wife. You may be right.
Hey,
you know what I think? I think we should have done it. You know what? You may be right.
Uh-huh. And then just table it. Just table it.
And then say, hold that thought. Later.
Yeah, that's, I don't mind that.
Yeah, right? Actually. It's pretty good on the personal level. But yeah, you're right. On the professional level, you should probably have a point. Lawrence, you psyched for Vegas?
Yes, I am. I'm really excited because I had such a good time the last time. I really dig Stadium Swim. Plus, this is an added bonus since we were talking about it earlier. Before we leave, we'll get 9 a.m. college football Saturday morning.
That's sexy.
At Stadium Swim?
Yeah, that works.
This is a good time, man.
What is Lawrence Holmes doing like outside of the radio show in Las Vegas?
Here's what I like to do. So I've got friends down there that work for VSiN that I'm going to see. There's a couple of pizza places, but I like to kind of walk around. I'm always looking for good odds. Layla and I and Ray will probably go looking for mantis again.
My queen, the giant fire-breathing mantis.
And then that other place that I can't say on the radio.
I don't know that I'm going
That's
there.
The disco.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we walk past it. If we go see Mantis, we're going to have to see
it. Oh, that's right.
I'm not hip to Mantis. What's Mantis?
It's an actual, mantis. Mechanical mantis that breathes fire.
I'll send you a video.
Okay. I will accept said video.
And it goes off every 10 minutes or something
15.
Like that?
And it spits fire
to
the rhythm of songs, like Pour Some Sugar on Me. How great is that?
I think I actually have video from the last time that we were there. And
she wasn't doing anything. She was chilling.
I think, but remember, we got there right as it was ending. Then I was like, wait, is this all we get?
Dude, that is one of my favorite blocks in the world. There's so much happening there. There's a bunch of clubs. The music filters out outside. The songs are good.
Who was performing the last time we were there?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh,
was Alien Ant Farm?
Yes, Studs and I went to the Alien Ant Farm show. They, of course, played that as their finale. Derek Stevens intro'd them.
Did they also play it as the opener?
Very funny. They actually had a lot of songs.
Did they? Okay, I'm sorry.
Where was it, Studs? Where was the place that he and I we found some?
You guys got weird.
Hey man, they have one more huge hit than I did.
Yeah, we found some weird place with saddles for the bar stool seats, and I don't know where we were. I just
there's
know
no kink shaming here.
They were
on this
pouring track. An honest drink. I'll say that.
Did you guys check the weather? 104 tomorrow.
Well, it's actually going to be there's a cool front going through the desert, so it will be in the 90s on Friday and Saturday.
95 in Vegas is perfect.
See, that's you guys. You guys are the cool front going through Vegas. You know?
That's what they say.
Yeah, if there's anything people describe Dan and me as, it's definitely laid back. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever described either one of us that way.
So if you see Derek Stevens, ask him if he remembers his 3 a.m. call into the radiothon when he got talked into giving $8,000. Right, Robbie? Is that how that went, I believe? It was like burned
3 a.m.
He also said he had 26 cocktails on the air.
26 cocktails.
God, that guy's
a legend. And Parkin said, can we get you for $8,000? And he goes, sure! So
pocket change.
I know, right.
Exactly.
Pocket change.
He really found that in living couch. The best life. He introed Alien Ant Farm. We were just waiting for their show to start, and there he is, just introing them, too. He's running the town right now.
That is
all right, so Speeds and Gabe, I sent you guys a video of Mantis.
Oh, I love this.
And Layla, I sent you video of Gabe doing footwork.
Oh, yes, also, I'm so excited about this. Also, I heard that Y party was awesome. I was out of town, but people were talking
to me. There were some black and brown people there, but it was good, man. It was good. It was a
great. It was called the White Party. Give me that.
I know. Oh, this thing is huge. Oh, it has a rainbow. Okay, so it's not necessarily
like a 3-foot mantis. Come on,
tiny mantis.
I mean, this is I think kids would like this though because it's rainbow. Got rainbow antennas.
Yeah, we'll see the.
It's got the rainbow antennas. It's spitting hot fire like Dylon. It's great.
It's pretty fun.
And this thing just rolls around Vegas.
No.
It's in a fixed place. But then it erupts every like 15 minutes.
Hey, are you guys going to wish Craig Council happy birthday?
I think we will. We will wish Craig Council happy birthday. I want to ask him about throwing the first or catching the first pitch as he did on Saturday at the Cubs for a Cure thing. I want to ask him about Porter Hodge, who seems to be the closer.
Yeah, you and I had quite the off-air conversation about him.
At least last night he did. And then I want to ask him what he thinks Jack Neely would do for a living if it's not baseball. Did you see that guy walk in last night? Anybody see that guy?
He's very cool.
The 6'8" pitcher for the Cubs who was wearing like a denim button down, like nicely tucked into like construction worker pants. He's got like male model hair and a 70s porn star mustache. I was like, who is that man? And how quickly can he pitch for that team? That is an impressive looking individual.
It was Gardner Minshew.
Good luck with that.
Starting for the Raiders.
Yep. We may see him out there. Now, I don't know where Gardner hangs out there.
He and Luke Getsy will make some magic together.
Did I look up Luke Getsy on Twitter just to see what the reception has been recently? Maybe I did.
And? That's great.
Gardner lives in a van down by the river.
I'm serious.
I think that he's like one of those guys that's like living out of an RV or something, or like an old school bus.
Oh, like Daniel Norris? Like
that's what Rod Beck?
Chris Farley.
Yeah, well, Rod Beck had...
I live in a van down by the river.
Andrew Chafin lived in a boat, a moored boat. Right?
Wait, wasn't he driving like a Grand Am or something?
Probably.
Also, Andrew Cunanan lived in a boat right on the shore.
Why? Like, why? Why?
Hey, man. The murderer of Gianni Versace?
Spiegs has got a real history with this, Layla. Has he ever told you about who his tennis partners were back in the day?
Oh, right, yeah. I mean, me and the murderers. The Menendez brothers. You know that, right, Layla? I played tennis with the Menendez brothers in 6th and 7th grade.
Were they weird then?
Extremely. Dark, brooding, and their father used to come and scream at them all match, and then after one of them won, after Eric won his tennis match, the dad went and hugged him, and Eric is crying, then he was shaking Eric, and then he was hugging him again, and then shaking him again. Yeah, it was awkward.
He also went to Hebrew school with Charles Manson.
I did.
So yes,
and
Gardner
Son of
Minshew
Sam was my Uber driver.
Actually, you're right. David Berkowitz would have been the better reference for the Uber school reference.
Yeah, right.
My bad.
Yeah, you
Comedy
blew it.
Foul.
You
I'm
absolutely
sorry.
Blew it. So
Gardner Minshew did live in a bus. Like he got a bus
did
at
really?
Like an auction, like one of those police auctions.
Wow.
He got a bus and he lived in it.
Okay.
Oh my God. See, cool. This is what we learned.
It was an old prison bus.
Of course it was.
That's a bit right there.
that guy was part of my gang in high school. Prison bus. Hey, prison bus! So Craig Council's on the show. We'll wish him happy birthday at 2:30.
Tell him that story. Just go into it.
I will.
It.
Friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr. is on at 3:20 today.
Right.
Talk about the DNC and the Cubs and what are black jobs these days. The president is one, apparently.
I think someone made that very clear last
Greatest
night.
Greatest gymnast of all time has also acknowledged.
Amazing. Adam Hoge will be on the show today at 4 o'clock. We'll do a Bears report at 5. And me and Gabe are just going to hang, man. It's going to be fun right here on the Score Afternoon Show.